Welcome to the With the Will podcast. We're here to entertain and inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I have reincarnated into a slime.
Dev's just nose dripping everywhere.
I'm just an ooze factory.
Now, is that accidental, or is that you doing marketing for the new Ghostbusters movie, which comes out digitally tonight?
Wait, do you think they'll bring back Ecto Cooler again?
I think they did when it was in theaters. It's hard to tell.
I haven't seen it yet. I need it.
The problem is anytime they bring it back now, they brand it as limited edition, and then you get idiots running to try to sell it on eBay.
I hate them. I just want my good orangey drink.
They went through a lot of news the last 2 weeks, didn't they, Dev? At least they know how to capitalize on stuff. So first up, Liberator began. First off, I should point out, there was a bit of a surprise when everyone sort of figured out, wait, episode zero did not actually go up. They put up a preview of zero and then just updated it without telling anyone.
Yeah.
So remember how when zero came out, we went, well, it had kind of a battle, but it wasn't really a good preview.
It just kind of cut off. Yeah.
The full version of zero is a great preview. It has good character stuff. And one's a pretty solid read, to be honest.
I love Little Muchomon. He makes me happy.
It is very decompressed. Not a lot happens, but it's good, solid character stuff. At the moment, I have, I would say, 2.5 actual issues. The first is the font work is terrible in the English version.
Yeah.
At times it just isn't paying attention very well. And the other one is, are they aware anti-aliasing exists?
I don't fucking think so.
It is very weird to see, like, un-anti-aliasing.
Like the entire thing was done with the pencil tool.
Yeah, it's weird. It really needs a little bit of blending or something to take the edge off. The other one, which is, I haven't looked on Webtoons yet. It is so much of a smoother read on Global Comics than on the Liberator site.
Yeah, Liberator site is a nightmare. Half the time it won't scroll.
But Global Comic,
half the time it's just a fucking mess.
Global Comic seems to read pretty solidly, to be honest. I'm pretty sure that's where I'm going to be reading it, even if it's waiting a day, because their interface reads so much better.
Webtoons is okay.
I haven't looked through Webtoons yet. I know people like it. It was easier to deal with it in desktop browser where I wanted to read it on Global Comics.
It's easier to like shrink it down so it's not taking up the entire width of your screen and being impossible.
Weirdly, it didn't do that for me. It's actually showing at a specific. It's showing at like a locked width of around maybe 30% of my screen.
It went to the entirety of my screen by default. Maybe it just hates me.
Yeah. Solid read so far. Weirdly, there's a very heavy, like, Metabots vibe to the characters. Which has not helped that the second protagonist female friend in Metabots was Arisa.
Oh, that's funny. It's been so long since I watched it. I don't know anyone's names except for the one robot.
Metabee.
Yep, that's it.
But yeah, this is very much character first, which is probably when Digimon, even if it's not at its strongest, is when it's at its most enjoyable. Like,
I love that he's just like an absolute fucking loser at the
It feels like it's leaning into that a bit too much when it's like, oh, he jumps in and that's like 3 months later and he really doesn't know. It's like, what?
To be fair, I'm kind of like that with the Pokemon trading card game because the actual app is kind of annoying and I'm just clicking it and clicking it. Just like, no, move the card, move the card, move the fucking card.
Yeah. We're not getting solid story stuff yet. It's just mass character stuff and showing off card game type stuff. I think it's working so far.
I feel like it's a nice introduction into the actual card game mechanics for someone who hasn't gotten into it beforehand.
The one time, I actually think the vertical formatting's working also, to be honest. The only time it isn't is when it desperately wants to do like a wide shot, and then it just does the wide shot, but turns it 90 degrees. Like that one explosion shot. Like, yeah. It was about halfway through episode one. It wants to do this huge explosion behind them, and you scroll down, and it just turns everything sideways. And, like, it really wants that to be, like, on a big wide screen, but that's the format, and it works well enough. Yeah.
But sorry, you don't have a double page spread anymore.
Yeah. I like it so far. I think I'm curious to see where it's going to go. Because at the moment, I can't tell how much it's going to do story stuff and how much it's going to be, okay, you have to do X, Y, and Z. But X, Y, and Z is going to be very minor as the characters just fart around and taunt each other.
Yeah, is it going to be Yu-Gi-Oh?
It really feels like it would work better if it is just the characters fucking around doing nothing. Because they work really well that way so far, to be quite honest. I'm rather enjoying it. But we will see where it goes. Although, weirdly, do you have any interest in, like, the evil robots that are showing up or anything?
Only vaguely, just because it's like, oh, okay, some masked asshole. It's like, oh, wait,
that's what happened. NPCs. That's okay. What happened to me. It starts showing up, it's like, oh, good. You've declared it an NPC. You've made it look like an evil robot. And then nothing.
Need to see more.
And then it kind of just jumps into a card match and also Shumon begging for help.
I love Shu.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with it so far. I think it kind of helps that we are getting not segments like we did with Seekers, where we're going to get something every 2 weeks, but it's going to be a coherent chapter thing.
Yeah, it's not like we have to. What we did before, where we're just like, we'd wait till it built up and then burn through.
Yeah, here, episode one feels like there's a beginning. It feels like there's an end, even though it's not the end of the content. It works out solidly.
And it's, it's fine to leave off here. It doesn't feel cut in half.
Exactly. And then we got the live stream that they did to launch it with a bunch of news. And let's see what we have. So they put out the full version of the theme song in Japanese and English. That theme song works really fucking well. I really like it.
It's nice. I'd listen to it some more.
Yeah, it's in some of my randomized playlists at the moment. They confirm they're going to make a version of the D storage box. I have two issues with this. I will wait to judge them as out. One, does it actually do anything? Or is it just
an box? It's a pretty death box.
And B,
it's just a death box.
If it is just a pretty box, like, if you're going to a tournament, do you actually put your cards in it and show up with this?
I mean, I would.
I mean, just convenience for the cards. Like, when you look at it, it's a big plastic thing that opens on a hinge and everything. That does not seem like a convenient deck box.
That seems like the average deck box.
Yeah, I guess it's not that complicated compared to what it looks at. And since someone in the chat mentioned they were there to watch the stream, I decided I was going to go to sleep. I'm getting old, and I think it was like 4 a.m. my time, Dev? Something like that.
Yeah, fuck that.
My guesstimation was that anything important would still be minor enough that I did not need to be sitting there for it. And I was right. We got key art for the novel. We got some description stuff for the novel. And we got to see Impmon's evolution. And I have to admit, I am kind of happy when everyone decides on their own what's going to happen, and it's wrong.
Yeah.
Because people kind of like weird. People want to be surprised, but then they will try to guess everything possible ahead of time, and then they'll be upset they're not surprised. So it's nice when it's just a complete surprise. And it's even if it's not on purpose, it's technically a callback. Because while they didn't design the evolutions like that, Impmon was originally designed to be the lead in Tamers.
I remember that from the Konaka's website where he had the extra details and notes and planning and stuff.
They didn't have evolutions for him planned at the time. It was just, this is the design. And he was like, no, it has to be OC Agumon. OC Do Not Steal with Patamon wings. So it's they haven't commented yet if this they did that on purpose. It is clearly a take on Gilmon's Evolutions, but they're also like pseudo musical punk themed.
So I love them.
I'm very curious to see the names. It's a good. The only issue I have with the style, does it feel like they don't fully mesh with Itmon?
Yeah, the only thing they feel like it has in common is just like the color purple, and they throw a scarf on it.
Yeah,
in one of them.
Well, no. They all have the scarf.
Yeah, I didn't see it in the last one. It's really hard.
The last one, it's the it's like the lower wing things.
His butt wings.
Yes. We also got to see Winner and Fun Beamon. Something about both of these seem very stereotypical. I don't know what, but it feels like it. And they updated the website to be an actual website and not to be that one-page horrible thing.
Yeah. I was not paying attention. Did they say if they're going to be having this translated, the novel translated into English like they did with Seekers?
They've sort of said that everything is English. They have not clarified, like, oh, is this going to be English the first day? They've sort of said that all of Liberator will be English.
Okay.
If it helps, on the English card game Twitter, they were putting up images with translated text.
Okay, that's good.
So, like, as I recall, Winner is not actually his Japanese name. It's like a pseudo-translation where it's the intent of the name rather than a literal translation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they have, like, the English levels for the unknown evolutions and that sort of thing. So if they're not doing it in English, they've already kind of fucked up. But, yeah. I really hope what they do is, because they're doing the comic every other week. I hope when the web novel starts, it's just, like, once a month and we just get, like, a chapter.
Yeah, please don't do Seekers fragment chapters. Please don't.
So then, we mentioned on top.
I'll wait. I'll happily wait.
On top of the official site, it's also being added to Global Comics and Webtoon. A lot of people went, oh, they're doing this because the site crashed. They actually told us they were doing this ahead of time. It just was so irrelevant that most people didn't notice. We're like, they kept talking about, like, it will be on a few sites. And it going up a day later is just the schedule they're doing it on. It just happened that it was so close. It looks like that's what they did when it appears this was always the plan. So. Every other Thursday, it will be up on the Liberator site. The next day, it will be up on Webtoon and Global Comics. My recommendation is, unless you're really desperate, wait for those. On top of that, there will be columns, and they put up the first one, which is basically them going over the Emerald Colonies of Lacuna. See, this is why I really do hope the novel's up monthly, because, like, okay, we get the comic every other week. There's going to be columns on a normal basis. You don't need to push out the web novel.
I miss getting, like, little side information. It's like, yes, please, give me all of the world building.
Yes. I liked when the Digimon Web was doing that.
Yeah, with, like, Agumon Hakase.
Yeah. So, yeah, constant updates are solid, especially if there's going to be detailing the world and stuff like that. Then, Ayumi Miyazaki announced his 25th anniversary concert. It appears the theme of the concert is all three places he's going to are places he has not performed professionally before. Huh. Yeah, so, yeah, it's neat. Good luck getting tickets for anyone who's going to be going to Japan. People have gotten to these before, and he apparently, everything I've seen that for his actual show shows is that he puts on crazy ones. And then, Pendulum, Color 4, 5, and 0. I mean, to be clear, we knew they were coming. It does not change how neat the themes are. So, the 4 and 5 are each going to have 32 Digimon. They're combinations of the normal and the 0.5 with some new stuff. The Pendulum 0 never had a 0.5, so it looks like what they're using to fill the roster is Gamamon.
Baby.
And it's going to have 33.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Dev, which are you getting?
I don't really have any time for them.
I don't have time for them, but I'm getting them.
The only one I really want is the Nightmare Soldiers one from the last set, but eventually.
Yeah. U.S. pre-orders are already open, and because it is not an Adventure Digivice, pre-orders, if I go and look, I assume are still open. Yes, they are.
I want my Digivice, you bastards.
They did an extended preview video where they showed off a number of things, including that, yes, we will be getting multiple Gamamon paths. We will be getting Proxiamon. I will say I weirdly like the... Does it feel like they're getting much better with the colored sprites as time goes on?
Yes, they make me happy. I like them.
Then Mon Mon Memo came back before they announced the four, five, and zero, going over the evolution paths of the 1, 2, and 3. Not much to say here because everyone kind of already figured out all of them. I think what happened was they meant to put these up earlier, and they decided to keep it away from the wave of adventure stuff. But then it kind of went up late enough that it didn't matter.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Then 7 more 15-second analyze, and these are all 25th anniversary, 45-second ones for the other adventure partners.
Eh.
The one thing about these are is sometimes I forget they're putting them up, and then I'm like, oh, I should see how many they've done. Okay, that's enough for me to do an article, because I'm not doing these one by one. Then we have the second piece of 25th anniversary art, this time from Yoshi Miyoshi. Redoing all the kids in, street clothes, but themed after their Digimon.
These are so fucking cute.
Yeah, then there was an interview with them, where they go over some of what they did, or how, like, one of the most memorable moments for them was Patamon evolving into Angemon.
And dying horribly.
Yes. Lots of fun little details. The one thing I don't think he mentioned, he goes over, like, a lot of the inspiration of the outfits. Unless I'm wrong, is Hikari's also based on her 2020 outfit?
Scroll. You know what? It might be.
I'm trying to decide if that's a happy accident or not, because that weirdly feels like 2020 Hikari.
It's kind of like a combination of both.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide which of these is my favorite.
Oddly enough, I kind of like Koshiro's the most.
Koshiro, I like. For some reason, the red on him bothers me. I don't know why. Although I will say, Joe seems awfully proud of himself. He figured out how to dress himself.
Unlike the Tamers cast.
And then, new Digigift. This time we get Ghost Game Team relaxing as Golden Week period hits and eating some Kashiwa Mochi.
I love this one.
This is just a really fucking solid one. I don't have much to say about it because it's just really good. Solid personality from everyone except Hiro, who's just confused. And also, am I wrong? Does it feel like Gamamon's almost trying to reach out of the call to grab a mochi?
It does. I wonder if there's chocolate in them.
I don't think there's chocolate in those mochis, but I could be wrong. And the calendar version is almost all high quality.
Let's see what details look like shit.
It just isn't quite as nice as last time overall, but the border on the large picture is not completely broken this time. So hooray. And then Digimon Adventure collaboration with Chinese mobile game Jade Dynasty New Century. Some solid little videos.
I have no idea what's going on, but it's pretty looking.
Yeah, a lot of solid images. The model work is actually rather nice. The GIFs for the... I don't know if those are evolution or like unlock scenes. Something about them like does not quite feel like evolution when you see it. I wonder if these are like gacha unlocks. Like they fly out of the Digivice or something. But yeah. See, I put these up and I never think about them again because it's not like even if we find the game, we can really play them.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Yeah. And then next up, Legend of the Mushroom Hero has a collaboration with Digimon Tamers. There is an English version of this game. It just doesn't have any of the collaboration stuff. But it's Tamers with SD art. It's actually...
I fucking love this.
The SD art's... I think the best looking part of the SD art is Takato and Ruki. But also, the Ipmon holding the gun.
His legs look so weird.
I will say, I think the main issue with this art, in most of them, Gilmon looks too angry.
He looks like he's trying to be Agumon.
You took my bread.
He's an angry baby.
But yeah, that's a neat little collaboration thing. And then it is time for cards, cards, cards. So first up, Tamer Shoto, solid art. Although weirdly, now that the comic has started, have they made him look too cool on this art?
Yes.
Okay, good. Arisa in this art feels a little bit too K-On! To me.
Yeah, I get that vibe too. I understand.
Shumon looks amazing. Shumon's just happy to be here. Teromon, they keep showing Teromon with other birds, which is a nice touch. Yamon, causing problems, as always. Aizmon scatter mode. This is a nice little creepy image.
Very fun looking at like all the little details and the backgrounds and everything.
Well, I like how no matter what angle part of him is drawn at, it's always flat. Like when you look when you look at his arm, it's coming out of the wall, but it's still drawn flat. Tortamon. A number of people point out this seems to be a sequel to the image of the Golemon walking them through the desert.
Okay, I see, because it's like the previous set together.
And then Giagamon. Does that Mochimon look a little bit nervous? And also, Giagamon's drooling.
No.
Sparrowmon. This is one of those weird cards where you actually get something based on the, like, toy box profile lore. Volcanismon is the one who made Sparrowmon's pistols.
Oh, I remember that.
And you can also see Beringer in the background, and he's also the one who made that. Bellstar.
Partially covered by the wing.
Bellstarmon Ace. So, did we know those bullets had legs and arms? Because I don't know. Like, I know we know her bullets had faces.
I do not remember the arms and legs, but I love them now that I see them.
Hurricane Screwshot. Weirdly, this appears to be a spin kick based on a normal move from Street Fighter. Like, not a special move, a normal one, except that she has guns on the bottom of her shoes, so she just shoots you when she does the kick.
Speaking of kicking...
Wonder Stomp. I love how stupid this move is. Shumon leaps into the air, and instead of dropping where people can recognize the timing, he just shoots the bottom of the shoe down separately. So, like, they're looking up, paying attention to Shumon, and then you realize Shumon's still up there, but something else is flying down at you.
Eject. Yeah.
Then we get
Oh my god, I'm reminded of the boots from the Super Mario Brothers live-action movie from the 90s.
Goomba. Look
tall, be proud.
We get cartoony art of Kiaruman. This is
I love that art.
Very cartoony, and the Paffumon is very, very sleepy.
They look so much like candy.
Toyagumon Black.
I don't know what he's doing. Is he building something? Is he fixing himself? I don't know.
I think he's just relaxing, because it looks like a workshop, but he doesn't seem to be doing anything. Although there is a block, so maybe like he's going to eat it like an apple. Tankmon. I love the little gunner.
Yep. There's a Gravolmon in the back.
Let's see here. Next up is Orochimon. Really solid, colorful work that shows him off dynamically.
That artist just goes ham for like the neon colors. Yep. It's great. And everything looks like it's like a blacklight poster.
And then as the follow-up, Nidhoggmon. Really showing off the like the flame limbs.
Very, very kaiju.
Yes. Then Petimeramon. I like the lightning and the volcano in this one.
Maybe.
Lavogaritamon continues on the Vorvomon theme of them kind of leaping out of the volcano. Does this feel like a weird angle for him?
I think it's just the way his head is kind of like snapped to the side, sort of.
Volcanic Dramon gets a much more menacing angle. Just right at you.
Yep.
Fluffymon, just being very fluffy with the cherry blossoms. And a Yolkmon.
He's adorable. Adorable.
Wind Slicer. This is just a solid... I don't have much to say about this one. It's just nice showing off Terramon doing one of his signature attacks.
Whoosh, whoosh.
Paledramon. This is actually a profile bit. where it says like it will stand up to fiery Digimon, but it will actually melt while doing it.
Oh, I see the little pen monies protecting him behind it.
And there's been, I believe there's, I think we've gotten multiple pieces of art in the past of Penmon and
Lucomon, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it's a sequel to those. Then Chris Paledron, this is a Gundam pose.
Yeah, I get that.
This is as Gundam pose as any. Lady Devimon X, solid art, showing the familiars.
I like the background more.
The coloring on it's very nice. Lilithmon X, this one's just really fucking good.
This might be my favorite one in the set so far.
It is a...
Her expression is really good, the colors are amazing. The kind of like the glow from her wings in the back. Very nice.
Seventh Fascinate, I like the art. It feels like they've picked a power that you need to show. Because, like, that ability is, oh, she can control people like zombies. But because they wanted to focus on her, we sort of just get, like, the glowing eyes, which is neat, but it doesn't show off what it is.
Like, oh, you're having an acid trip now.
And then Gekkoman with some of the VIP art of the set, him relaxing in the rain.
He's just having a good time.
Yeah. Then Tonosama Gekkoman doing the same. This is such a good card. This is the type of art that you want prints of.
This one feels summery, while the Gekkoman feels like more spring.
Gundramon, plus a promo poster.
The Gundramon looks badass.
It does. I'm not sure if it's as cool as the one where they have him shooting through the card.
Yeah, I think kind of like silhouetted against the city behind him does wonders.
And the promo poster gives us another look at the Impmon Ultimate Dragon.
I want to pet it.
Then we also have previews of Zafagamon, Sendramon, Yuki, and Impmon. That Impmon art is so good.
It's like, where am I? Does the bus run through here?
He also has like a weird fat head.
Yep.
Then we also have printable playmats and promo poster for the starter decks. This one was so broken, even Mighty Noisy at one point, I went, I'm not going to spend all the time necessary to make this better. I did one or two quick things and then moved on.
We greatly appreciate your efforts to make this suck less.
Then all the clean cards and all the clean promo cards. I like when there's sets in a row, then the promo cards don't build up.
Yeah. Makes it easier for you.
Then they announced a Twitter campaign for special promo cards of Taromon and Shumon, which solid looking cards. It would be a shame if they don't give them away somewhere else, though, to be honest.
I probably will. Yeah. Slap like a winner logo on it or something.
Then we get our first art for Booster Set 18, which is the packaging art of Kaiser Greymon. And
pretty cool looking.
And on top of that, Amazon and some other stores put up they only put this up like yesterday or so. They put up the box render. So I grabbed it as high resolution as I could find, straightened it out, and color corrected it. So we get previews of Magna Groomon and Roto Nightmon Ace.
I'm really digging the Roto Nightmon.
I am too, but I want to see the full art for Magna Groomon because I think he's blowing his armor off mid-battle. Like he's doing a Gizmo Duck ejecting it off thing.
What if it happens in any of the profiles?
I think it mentions that it does eject the armor off. Rather than, like, taking it off or transforming, I think it does actually mention in a profile that it, like, releases it or something. Then they announced and did pre-orders for the Memorial Legend Collection, which is just a number of anime heroes getting parallel cards. Which, very, very pretty cards, I have to say.
We are all sluts for pretty cards.
I'm trying to decide which one of these is my favorite. I think it's... I kind of like the Shoutmon X7 one.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Like that one's definitely really high up there, but I kind of also really like the background on the Serious Mon.
See, I'm not sure about the Serious Mon one because the detailing looks a bit off to me. And then, from early sales data in the U.S., they're, as has been mentioned, they're kind of changing the schedule so they can unify the releases. So we're getting special boosters where they mix them up again. So we have details for boosters at 18 and 19. So skipping over the stuff that we knew would show up, they mentioned that a number of Cross Wars Digimon from the Cross Wars manga will make their card game debut, which is 19 going to be a Cross Wars theme, a Cross Wars manga theme? We don't know, but we'll definitely mock Zed Millenniumon, which they mentioned will be there.
Yep.
They mentioned box toppers will be two instead of one. There will also be a lucky pack, and that starter deck will have very rare in it, cards signed by Kenji Watanabe.
Oh, no.
Hey, look! Ghost rares!
Super ultra ghost rares.
See, here's the thing. I actually think the ghost rares look cool. My main issue with them isn't even the rarity. It's you always get someone who spends the money and then wants to show people they have. It's like, it's not like you found it.
You just spent a lot of money.
You spent a lot of money on it, and now you're not going to use it. You're going to do the stupidest thing, which is go and get it graded and talk about how if the game doesn't tank, it'll be worth money in the future. It's like, neat.
It's like you have a shiny piece of cardboard and a slab of plastic. Congratulations.
Now, in this case, it's signed by Kenji Watanabe, which makes it cool regardless. I think we can at least agree.
Fantastic.
Then we got new previews for the premium heroine set for Izumi, Venusmon, Sora, Lilithmon, Yoshino, and Ruli. These cards actually look solid.
I want them as posters.
It does feel like they'd work well. Card Battle did another card room set. This actually aired as like the first half hour of the live stream, which made it even more relevant that I did not stay up to watch it. Because I like Card Battle, but the 20 or 30 minute addition to the live stream just meant I would have been up even later.
Yeah, we didn't have time for that.
Then Card Battle did not air last week, but they teased that someone is returning. Now, there's only three cast members who have actually ever left, so we'll see who it is.
What if it's all three of them?
Seems unlikely, we'll see. And then, more prints at Japanese 7-Eleven, this time for O2 The Beginning. And do you like how, once again, I grabbed the preview images of all of them?
It is always appreciated.
There's a good selection this time, to be honest. Because a number of these art were from collaboration, like, I think the SD art was from that ice cream shop.
Ah, the one where you were making bets on if someone would try and import ice cream.
Yes. We also get the Kizuna art, which was from the theaters when Kizuna came out, but they still use it. So this will be available until September.
Or then, longer if they extend it again.
Yeah. Then they announced an art pop-up exhibition in Akihabara. The art will all have prints on sale, plus a bunch of products. And it includes the anniversary art we've seen so far, including the 8 pieces we were just talking about earlier.
Very nice.
Did you see the prices, Dev?
Not look at the prices. I just looked at the pretty pictures, but I feel like it's probably going to be stupid, isn't it?
Canvas art prints start at 19,800 yen, up to 22,000 yen. So
how big are they?
I didn't look, but no, they're like full canvas prints. Like, full. And they're going to be made to order. Like, you're not buying them, you're not buying, like, postcard prints, you're buying full canvas art things. Although they apparently give you postcards of what you order as a bonus.
Just give me the postcards. We don't need to pay $200 for a fucking canvas.
And then, for Adventure in 02... I think they announced these at Digimon Con. It was the Oka Kikicho collection. It was like the cute little art of them drawing. A bunch of products featuring these for the Adventure in 02 kids.
These are all very fucking adorable.
I like how they're drawing the baby forms.
I want them all, especially the 02 ones.
Yeah. So these have begun to show up at other stores, and the pricing's mostly decent. Then, this is the funniest, stupidest thing. Because her 25th anniversary album came out, the Feel Me store is doing AIM merchandise. not Mimi, and it says AIM. Actual photos they took of AIM for the merchandise. I don't know why it's so amusing, but it is. These are all discontinued next week.
So get your acrylic stands while you can.
Yeah, And then the cafe closed on schedule. So they've put up everything on their online store for people to order products who were not able to get there. The only thing I'm really tempted by is the diorama stand, but I'm not tempted for the price.
No, nothing really catches my eye. Like, yes, they're cute and adorable, but they're just kind of like, eh, it's okay.
It's stuff.
Yep. I have so much stuff. I do not have room for stuff.
And then a new Ichiban Kuchi lottery. So just to explain...
I won all the fucking things.
So just to explain how this works in Japan. You find a convenience store, bookstore, whatever, taking part. And basically, they get a product box and they put everything on display. They put up banners or whatever. And you say you want to play it and a ticket costs 850 yen. And then you rip off your ticket or... I don't remember how Ichiban Kuchi, if they rip off the tickets or if they, you know, shake up marbles and you grab one. It tells you what grade of thing you get. And if it's an A, you get an Imperial Dramon Dragon Mode figure. B, Dukemon. C, a double figure set of Vimon and Gilmon. There's also acrylic stands, hand towels, rubber collection, and clear posters.
I want them so fucking badly. Please bring this to the
So you go through that, and if you purchase the last ticket, you also get a Black War Greymon figure, which is a repaint of the War Greymon from the last series. At most places, if you purchase the last one, they will also give you the banners and everything if you want it. Plus, your receipt lets you enter a drawing to get an Imperial Dramon if you didn't get one. Now, here's what's important for Dev's wallet. Most of the figures from Ichiban Kuchi lotteries are sold in the U.S. under the Ichiban Shiro brand.
Fucking cool.
So the random merchandise won't, but if any of this stuff is of interest to you, it probably will be sold here. The only one I'm not sure of this time is the Black War Greymon, because the last one figure is normally just a slight repaint of the A prize. But this time it's like completely different, so I don't know if they decide to sell some of those or if they don't.
I mean, I hope they do, because it looks pretty fucking badass.
But A, B, and C will be for sale for sure.
I love little Gilmon.
Then we have Paul's...
Gilmon, not so much. His face looks a little... His eyes look, I mean, they are painted on, but his eyes kind of, like, don't really match the texture of the body.
That's been the only real complaint I've seen about these figures, is the texture doesn't always feel like it matches. Because yeah. It's so stylized that it's hard to tell. Then, poll results for favorite Digimon from the Pendulum 4.0, 4.5 Wind Guardians. And the winner is Aero Vigimon.
It's Zoromaru.
Zoromaru, although weirdly, even if you combine both forms that are Zoromaru, that's still only one out of every three votes. That, while that is dominating, that's not as dominating as you might have expected. Like, if you add up all the Palmon family, Lilymon's 9, Rosemon's 9, Palmon's 2, Togemon's 2. So, 22% is actually not, like, a bad showing. And there's also, then for the Piomon family, you get Hoomon with 7, Grudomon with 5, then Bergermon with 1, Piomon with 3. Yeah. So that's 7, 5, 4. That's
and
not...
And the old trees are at the bottom.
Poor Jiraimon, and Woodmon, and Red Vegemon, and Mushmon. No one loves them.
No, we don't.
It's a solid spread this time, mostly, though, to be honest. And then
we pretty decently predicted, like, the top 5.
I think so. And now, the big one. For the 100th poll, it's who is your favorite of the child stage of the anime heroes. So we get Agumon, Vimon, Gilmon, Agnimon, 2006 Agumon, Shoutmon, Gumdramon, Gatchmon, and Gamamon.
I'm still wondering why they have Agnimon instead of, like, Flamon.
Because most people aren't going to actually know who Flamon is. Flamon isn't even, like, an important character.
He's still more like the child level.
Yeah, but it's also a one-episode cameo thing. This is really the main characters. And Gumamon, Gatchmon's just happy to be included.
Gatch.
Then, it is a solid lineup, I'm curious. And then the weekend batches, so it was the 25th anniversary of when the singles to Butterfly and I Wish came out. There was also a poll where they voted. They had, like, it was like 1,200 anime fans from outside Japan vote on favorite themes, and Butterfly ranked very highly.
Fucking better.
Then Kakudo did various product previews again. He noted he's done 10 now. He's going to take a break.
We appreciate his previewing.
He really likes the art. Then from the museum, we get to see they have the little flyer for the adventure exhibition. Plus that adventure medal.
Cute.
They also did chalk to show off the Adventure Cafe opening. They always do such good job.
Oh my god, I love the little Koromon balloon thing.
It looks stressed out, doesn't it?
He looks how I feel at any given point.
The pendulum colors, they showed off at the Premium Bandai showroom. And since someone asked in chat for the Digimon pendulum color, the 4, 5, and 0 are up to pre-order Premium Bandai USA right now. So if you want the 4, 5, or 0, you probably want to pre-order those sooner rather than later. Then we got some photos from the art pop-up. You can actually see the canvas in the pictures. They're actually pretty sizable. These are the display versions. If someone orders them, you don't get these, you get prints. Basically put together exactly the same.
Okay. Yeah.
So these are actually like sizable wall art things. Then Akamine Naoki showed off the movie art they did a while ago, but the different stages of it.
I love their artwork so fucking much.
They also showed off just some of the art they've done for various franchises, which included, you know, Atmon and Hacker's Memory. We also got some nice Liberator art from Usagi Bochi, they're helping put together the columns. And I believe co-writing the web novel. So that's neat. Then from the second weekend batch, we got some more of the art pop-up stuff. A few of these are actually really fucking large, which is weird when you think someone's going to get the... Because people have been posting their receipts on Twitter. And it's like, man, I ain't buying this, but I'm glad you are. For the people who are.
That's still definitely an ouch.
Yes, then Akamine Naoki posted their art of Joe and Koshiro. These are 7 and 8 of the series they've been doing for a while.
Last two.
I will say, does Koshiro's head feel like a bit large? Maybe it's the angle it's at. It just feels a bit off to me for some reason, but the art looks so good. I'm looking forward to the full color version and everything. Ian points out it may be the hair, not the head, which is possible. Dev, did your mic come unplugged?
No, Discord shit itself and just randomly disconnected the call.
Ah, well, I'm glad you're back. Do you have any comments about the Joe or Koshiro art?
They are going to look badass once they are done.
Yes. And then, social art for May. It's Ryudamon looking at armors, which are basically posed like you'd get for Children's Day. He's very excited.
I would be excited as well. Those armors look badass.
Yes, they do. Time for questions. You guys in chat can throw questions in while we pull up the one sent in ahead of time. Someone sent in one saying they've seen a few people upset with me that I called the Adventure 02 the beginning bold, and they want to know what I meant by that.
Not italic.
I meant that for Kizuna, for 02 to the beginning. You could very well just do basic anniversary films where nothing happens and people would be very happy. They have something to say, which is not really necessary to do, and I find it bold to go to the effort to try to change things when it's not necessary, and it may not even be wanted by people. It would be very easy to do a movie that was nothing. I find it bold to make those changes when it's simply not necessary. For PT-18, someone wants to know, do we think they're going to do the The Z Spirituos? No, I'm not really expecting that to. It just doesn't. It just doesn't seem necessary, to be honest. Let's see. Someone said they remember reading a thread on Twitter about the changes for the Dragon Ball Z dub compared to the sub, with some people mocking the dub, especially Latinos. I feel like Digimon falls in a similar category where they compare the English dub with the sub. Are the criticisms valid? Well, here's the thing. Criticism just means someone doesn't like something. Saying it's not like the criticisms are valid or invalid based on what they're saying. Like, for example, a good chunk of Digimon is English forward for a reason. It has done better here than most places. It does not matter what people yell online. They can say whatever they want. If they like their version better, that's great.
What's making the company money.
Yeah. Like they're not putting Digivolution in Liberator, even in the Japanese version, by accident. Like, some people are going to be upset with whatever isn't what they want. Others won't care. Like, me and Dev can swap between English and Japanese versions pretty solidly. We tend to default to Japanese, just to be more clear, but I don't really care one way or the other between Yoli and Miyako. You can basically find franchises everywhere that have been changed in some way. It's just a matter of what franchise you're looking at.
Yep, and who the target audience in whatever area it's for.
And fans also like to ignore the changes to their version if they're mocking other versions. I don't remember which version it was. I don't remember if it was Aladdin version or somewhere else, but I guess at the end of Tamers, one of them, when Takato's digging for the thing, in one version, I guess they dubbed in Cherubimon laughing.
Huh.
Like, to try to connect it to Frontier for no apparent reason. I remember someone showing me a clip of it. I'm not sure which country's version it is, but, like, apparently they did that in multiple Digimon shows where, like, at the very end, they would just throw in audio of a character from the next show to, like, connect them. It's like, it doesn't really matter. Like, if you don't like the English version, then don't watch it. I don't know what to say beyond that.
It's like, you can very easily get a hold of the Japanese versions on Blu-ray now.
Yeah. But it's also like, I very much question how well the brand would be doing without the English versions to have pumped up the brand.
Nostalgia is one hell of a drug.
Not just nostalgia, but even making the audience. Then let's see. Someone said they've seen me and other video people mention tone map in regards to movies. They don't know what we're talking about. So when we're talking about that, when you get not every 4K disc, but most have wider, more colors and HDR for color and brightness. If you take a screenshot, you have to convert that to something a normal screen will show properly. Otherwise, it will look all fucked up. And it does not always work well. So that's just talking about converting it so it's viewable. I've been mentioning it on Twitter a number of times lately because I think I've dialed it in really well. And also been trying to take HDR screen caps also, which works less well. So that's what we're talking about, is getting those screenshots to display reasonably well. Because the color and brightness is so different, they just do not screen cap correctly.
Makes sense.
Ramon asks, do we expect any Digimon mobile game to have a worldwide release before the new Digimon Story game comes? Sure, why not? I mean, that's not anything that's guessing, honestly. Related to that was one sent in ahead of time was, do we think we could get a new Digimon game release this year? It's getting close to the point where if something were to come out this year, they have to announce. If you mean like a new big game, it feels like if we got anything, it would be a port. Like if we were going to get a port of the adventure game, doesn't it feel like this would be the year to do it?
Yeah, with the anniversary and everything.
Yeah, but like if you're going to do it this year, you have to announce it by like July or August at the latest. So we're kind of hitting that point of got to do it. Someone then asked, what are the foods you think you could eat forever? Dev?
Bubble tea.
Does that count as food or a drink?
It's a solid, partially. There's also tonkatsu, which is absolutely fucking delicious. Please just give me all the glorious fried things and rice and bulldog sauce.
See, I think I'd go with, like, sushi.
I'm sticking with the bubble tea and the tonkatsu.
Those aren't bad answers. Edgardo wants to know if Digimon had done better overseas, why don't they dub them? In many cases, those games wouldn't have done any better dubbed. Like, Survive is, by what it is, niche. Like, you...
It's a JRPG.
Survive's not a JRPG. Survive's a minimal tactical game with a light novel. With, you know, interactive virtue. Yeah. So a lot of those... And here's the thing. They tried... Like, here's the thing. Cyber Sleuth did fine. They tried dubbing Nyxord, and they went, pass. Like, it was not necessary to dub those.
Like, the target audience is gonna go for it no matter what.
Devon,
it's not worth the cost of...
Yeah, it just isn't. Devin wants to know, why don't the Japanese Blu-ray sets have Japanese subtitles? They bought some and none have them. Because that just isn't really the... Closed captioning has not been a big priority. A number of recent discs have been trying to add accessibility features. Not Digimon hasn't had recent discs to take advantage of that, but a good number of discs have had features where, like, when you start them up, it will pop up a beep and a screen, and if you don't select an option, it will go to a version where the movie has dubbed narration, for example, for blind people. A good number of them have had that lately. Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, accessibility.
But yeah, it's just... You gotta remember, a lot of those discs aren't newer, and that's just what the... It's a collector's audience. It isn't necessarily Joe everybody buying them to... I don't want to say to watch them, because that's not what I mean, but, like, it's not the buying viewing audience. It is a collector's audience. A good number of ones lately have been adding stuff. Digimon just has not... I don't remember. Did Kizuna have them? Did I mention that in my review? One second.
I don't remember. My brain is a sieve.
Yeah, I'm checking. Here, let's see. Yeah, I'm trying to remember if Kizuna had that. Let's see here. Did I mention it when I wrote about it? I guess not, huh? Yeah, but even that was 2020. That's 4 years ago. But there are a number lately. Then... Last question sent in ahead of time, so you guys in chat, throw up any you want, and this is last call for that. Someone said a good number of Digimon products are sold at Premium Bandai, and they were wondering, do you think any of them could have worked as products at normal stores? The ones that they think could have worked, they did, is basically. Like, some of the V-Pets were sold at Premium Bandai, they went, huh, that might work. They sold some in stores in the U.S.
Yeah, they still find them at, like, Target, GameStops, Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. So it's
some other stuff I feel like would sell out at, you know, regular stores. They're already sold out at Bandai.
Yeah.
So
but yeah, a lot of that stuff was meant to be small niche stuff, like the CSAs. Those were probably never going to be a wide selling product, to be honest. What were the vinyl figures
Dine Action, something like that.
Wasn't Dine Action the giant Omega one? The one I'm thinking of were the small vinyl ones, like Dine Motion.
That might be it, yeah. They're 20 to 30.
Yeah, those were Premium Bandai in the U.S., but those were sold normally in Japan, minus the Blue Metal Greymon. So yeah, so it's just a matter of what the market is, honestly. Like, the Dine Action one was like a $300, $400 action figure. That was not going to be a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking like little ones that look kind of like the profile art with the Kenji Watanabe art.
Yeah, those are the ones I'm thinking of, yeah. They did three of those. They did Greymon, Metal Greymon, and was it Mugendramon?
I know they did multiple Metal Greymon.
Well, the blue one was the premium Bandai version. So let me check what the actual name was. Dynamotion.
Oh, okay.
It was Greymon, Metal Greymon, and Mugendramon, yeah. And then the Blue Metal Greymon was the Premium Bandai only one. But yeah, so... But yeah, that sort of stuff... I mean, we've got Shoto figures in the U.S. They sold them as normal action figures, I believe.
Yep. Or Grudemon, always the shelf warmer.
It looks like that's about it for questions. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Look at Garamon, because that's what I feel like. Just a nasty, brownish, greenish sludge creature.
I can be found with the wheel as always. We will catch you guys in a few weeks, and we'll see what pops up for Liberator and God knows what else, because they decided they're going to throw news at us.
They hate us.
Thank you for everyone for showing up. We will catch you later. Bye.
Bye.